Today I'm going to be talking about success. Or let me even flip the switch, failure. First of all, what exactly is success? What does it even mean to you? What does it mean to us? How do we define success? Seeing that we have grown up in a culture and a region where competition is heavily emphasized from your youth, from when you're a child, your parents are always comparing you to the neighbor that your classmate that is acing his test, you know. Your dad wants you to be top of the class because he wants you to end up a doctor. What exactly is success? Is it running a multi-million dollar company? Is it, you know, having a wife and kids and a house? Is it being famous, being reputable? That's one of the first things I ask entrepreneurs. What is your why? Why are you doing what you do? Because I find out that a lot of people have their perspective on what success is very wrong. It's all skewed. And it's unfortunate that we've all grown up to see each other as competition, because it has left this deep urge to always be better than the next person, by hook or by crook. You just want to be best, the best, the best, to outdo everybody, to outcompete everybody, to work thousands of hours every week. Well, that's an exaggeration, but you get what I mean. Yet, we have so many unfulfilled people. Why is it that even with the most successful entrepreneurs that I've come across in Africa, they still have this yearning or that feeling of not being successful? I tell people that success varies depending on your perspective. For me, success oftentimes is a feeling. It is when I look at my small wins, my day-to-day wins, and I compile them together and I say, hey, I've grown from point X to point Z. That is success to me. But for you, you need to ask yourself, what exactly is success? Why do you wake up every day and work so hard? Why then are there so many failures? I'll say one. People don't really know what true hard work is. The problem is people just put in the hours, just sit at work, slug it out, you know, type emails, pretend to work, but are not really working. Are you working smart? Are you delivering on your goals, on your smart goals? Are you doing what you ought to do when you ought to do it with the right set of people? And not just doing it for the sake of doing it. Another reason why I think entrepreneurs fail in Africa is because they chase what's popular, the next big thing. Yes, it's good to follow the trends. It's good to be, in touch with what's going to be successful. But I think it's better for you to focus on what you are good at. Because entrepreneurship is a journey, you find out that people that have slugged it out for over time are the ones that hit it big. The richest men in the world are 50, 65. They were Warren Buffett of this world, the Jeff Bezos of the world. They're not young men. They've been doing it for quite a while. Because they focused on what they were good at over time and honed their skills. I feel a lot of people fail and don't succeed because they go on this journey as themselves. They go without a tribe. They go at it alone. They forget that no man is an island. You cannot succeed alone. The Dangotes of this world do not just run their business alone. While he's the richest man in Africa, he has people that he has delegated responsibilities to who report to him. He doesn't own 100% of everything. I also tell people that 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. Be able to share ownership. Because people who journey together journey faster. I find out that another thing that makes people fail in this part of the world is that they think they know. I've seen so many ignorant, educated people. They give the vibe that they know all. They give the vibe that you can't tell them what to do because, I mean, they've been doing it for the past 5 years and it has worked for them. Who are you to tell them that things have changed? But the truth is, you don't know what you don't know. And what you don't know oftentimes will kill you in business. So get people that know these things and be their friends. Be their confidant. Work with them. Partner and collaborate with them. I found out that one of the reasons why people fail in this part of the world and don't attain success is because they cannot handle responsibility. You see, so many people, you know, have big dreams. You know, I want to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Oh, I want my company to have distribution networks in Lagos, Accra, Nairobi. When that happens, they lose it. They can't manage their staff. They begin to lord over their staff. They don't serve. They don't treat their workers right. A lot of people fail because they can't handle that responsibility. As I close, I'd like to say one thing. Success is a combination of your small wins, which means it is your responsibility to win every single day, no matter how small. If you want to be the best, break down that goal of being the best into smaller actionable tasks and go at it every day. The thing about the human mind is when it feels so huge and so wide and so big, you probably sometimes shut down. So take that huge dream, sit down, it will take you a few hours, map out what you need to do over time, over years, and begin to slug it out one day at a time. Success is a combination of small wins.